Do not adjust your headphone volume.
Carson scored single digits against the Cowboys in week 8, but I'm not going to hold that against him. I mean, he was going against the Cowboys in the game right before his vacation. You always mail it in the day before vacation. Why should you expect anything different from Carson? I can't blame him for that. If anything, it makes more relatable the size that he scored more than 27 points against the Giants in week 7.
What you just listened to is how millions of children worldwide hear the world around them. The World Health Organization estimates that roughly 466 million people worldwide are currently living with hearing loss and hearing impairment. 34 million of those people are children. Hi, I'm Ty Morkill, and I'm the founder of Project Right to Hear, a nonprofit organization whose goal is to help bring the gift of hearing to children in underfunded countries and communities around the globe. Did you know that 60% of childhood hearing loss is due to preventable causes? Well, in Canada, when a child is born, they are given an overall health screening, which covers, out of many other things, hearing. It is purely due to the fact of where a person is born that they can have the opportunity to have said medical screening to catch something like hearing loss at an early age and possibly prevent further developmental delays. I am frequently asked why it is that I'm so dedicated to Project Right to Hear. Well, the simple answer is that I've experienced hearing impairment for most of my life. 13 years of never really feeling whole, and being told I wouldn't be able to pursue my dreams of contributing to society and saving lives as a police officer. I can attest that both of those things can be absolutely detrimental to a child's mental health and early development. I simply couldn't imagine going those 13 years without being able to hear at all. I had multiple infections in my left ear as a result of a congenital condition that went undiagnosed for about a year. I received multiple surgeries to remedy the infections to no avail. It was at Sick Kids Hospital where myself and my parents were told that I had a cholesteatoma. At first, the doctors didn't think it was too bad, but after an exploratory surgery, they realized it had grown inward as opposed to the normal outward, and was the size of a small orange. The surgeon found the mass was pressing up against my brain and the central nerve. After another CAT scan, they went back in, now with more information and a better game plan to remove it without causing damage to my nerve or brain. Consequently, I had 5 more surgeries over the course of the next 5 years to remove the last remaining bits of the cholesteatoma. I remained a patient at Sick Kids for the next 14 years, going in for checkups every 6 months. When I turned 16, I made the decision to have the elective surgery to restore the majority of the hearing in my left ear by means of a titanium implant so that I could pursue my dream job. Yeah, you heard me right. A titanium implant was placed in my head by a robot manned by my surgeon. And now it mimics the bones of my middle ear and lets me hear. Crazy, right? The reason I'm telling my story is to show people just how much privilege we have as citizens of Canada with access to free healthcare and revolutionary medical technology. I'm so passionate about Project Right to Hear, not just because I've lived with hearing impairment, but also because I have seen firsthand how modern medicine and access to not just free healthcare, but any healthcare period, can change a child's life. I had the honor of being the patient of one of the world's greatest hearing specialists, Dr. Blake Papson. He was the man that not only saved my life, but has also been an instrumental part of cochlear implant development and research. One of our biggest hopes and dreams for Project Right to Hear was to form a partnership with Sick Kids Hospital, and in particular with my hero, Dr. Blake Papson, where we, together, create the opportunity for children from some of the most underdeveloped countries to be gifted the chance to come to Canada and experience the life-saving and life-changing surgeries that this amazing hospital and country have to offer. We are beyond excited to announce that we are currently developing a proposal in hopes of creating the first ever three-way joint initiative between the Hospital for Sick Children, Ronald McDonald House, and Project Right to Hear to bring the first child to Toronto to have cochlear implant surgery and follow-up care. With your help and with the help of all our supporters, I hope to grow this relationship and make this initiative one that sees one child a year granted access to this remarkable gift. Here is our mission statement. Project Right to Hear brings the gift of hearing to men, women, and children who don't have access to medical assistance. We utilize volunteer doctors, everyday civilians, and our ever-generous donors. We hope to one day provide every person on our planet with an equal right to hearing assistants and specialists. Along with our soon-to-be proposed partnership with SickKids and the Ronald McDonald House, we will continue to set goals for the year ahead of securing donors, volunteers, and top-of-the-line equipment for our many missions. If you would like to learn more about our organization, our cause, and how you can help, please visit our Instagram page, prth.2020. Thank you all for listening.